Christmas can be really tough, being away from family or far from home. It can be a really hard time for the sailors who work on the ships transporting coal and other goods in and out of our ports. In Newcastle, the Mission to Seafarers group works to make their Christmas a little brighter. They put together and distribute present packs to these crews who can be on board for months at a time. The ABC's Nat Little went along on the mission to find out more.
Hi, welcome to the Mission to Seafarers. I'm Matthew, I'm one of the chaplains here. Today we're packing all of our Christmas packs. We're looking at something around 800 packs. It's probably going to be a record for us.
We've been collecting all year and then we started at 8 o'clock this morning.
My name's Christine and I'm the manager at the Mission to Seafarers.
We're in the chapel here at the Mission and on the ground is just, it's a terrible pun, but there's a sea of reusable shopping bags all filled with goodies.
These are for the seafarers who don't get to be at home at Christmas. Often they never have had a gift before, and it's just a bit of comfort, and it's, you know, they know that someone cares about them at Christmas. And there are some reusable shopping bags here, but a lot of them are handmade, so that's a bit of love as well. And they're full of things that people have donated, but also handmade things, handmade beanies and things like that. So this is a handmade bag that somebody's made with some love. And we've got some toiletries. We've got some lovely underwear.
Well, you've always got to get under at Christmas, don't you?
Just general, like there's deodorant, there are some snacks, lollies, DVDs. These are things that they would have to spend money on. So to get that as a gift, I think, is a really nice thing. And I think the point that we like to make is that we're here and we care about you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though you're at sea, there are people here who appreciate you.
Hi, I'm Amy Littlewood and I volunteer at the Mission to Seafarers in Newcastle.
What's the experience been like with putting together these present packages for the sailors?
It's been really fun because we have music playing and everyone's talking and chatting and we have morning tea. And it just feels really good to be able to give something to the seafarers who are so far away from their families during such an important time of the year for so many people.
Do you imagine what it's like for them when they open these bags and see what they've got?
Well, I hope they're pleased. I hope they don't look at it and go, oh man, you guys are terrible. Your taste is terrible. But no, I know that they'll definitely be really appreciative and thankful of it, that they know that someone's thinking of them, someone that they don't know, but are still, you know, understanding their struggles of being so far away from home, understanding what it's like to have like 9 months at sea.
Now, you've seen all the packs that we've made here today and we're about to take them out to the ship. You want to come?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm Julianne, I'm a volunteer ship visitor.
I'm Dave, I'm also a volunteer ship visitor.
So we're standing here, we're waiting to go aboard the ship. Why do you do this?
I realise what a good life I've had and it's a little bit of a way to give back to the community and, well, give back to people who are a lot less fortunate than I am.
They're again on the same lines of giving back to the community and the life that these seafarers have.
Do they know that we're coming?
They don't know they're coming, that we're coming, so it's going to be really fun. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Come and grab a Christmas present.
My name is Ian Michael from Philippines.
Yeah. And what's your job on the ship?
I'm a messman here. Yes, sir.
And you just came in and you saw the presents. How did you feel?
So great, yeah. So many presents for us. So thank you, sir. Thank you to all of you, sir, ma'am.
What does that mean for you at Christmas to get presents from people?
I'm so glad. Yes, I'm so glad to have a present from unknown people like you. Yeah.
What's Christmas like on a ship?
Christmas in here, still happy. Yes, still happy. Yeah. At work, then at night, maybe we have a karaoke.
What's your favorite song?
My favorite song is my father's favorite song also, Words by Words.
So you'll be singing that, do you think?
Yes, yes. I will sing it.
Merry Christmas in Tagalog.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
So you have wife and children in Philippines?
Yeah, I have two kids.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What does it mean to get presents at Christmas when you're working?
Yeah, it's a bit excited. Excited, yeah.
And what's Christmas day like on the ship?
It's normal for us on the ship. No, nothing special. No. We're lucky because you are here to give us some gift for Christmas. So we're very thankful.
So we've just given some Christmas presents to some of the crew. How does it make you feel when you witness something like this?
Excellent. It's a really lovely, warm feeling. When you know their circumstances, you know their absence from home. And this is probably the only bit of Christmas. They do some cooking, of course, but this is the closest thing they'll get to Christmas. It makes me feel great.
It's a difficult time for them, being away from home, and to see the look on their faces makes us feel great.
Matthew, what does it mean for you?
For me, when I started working with the Mission to Seafarers, like, I knew it's a charity, and I was, you know, beginning to learn about their circumstances. And the longer I work with them, the more respect I have for all these guys. The life they live is really tough. They're away from their families for so long and miss their birth of their children. They miss Christmas. They miss all of that. So to be able to come on board into their home and to show them a bit of love and to show them that they're cared for and that we love them is just phenomenal.
Thank you very much, sir, Mom.
Wow, ABC's Nat Little speaking to the Mission to Seafarers Newcastle chaplain Matthew Cooch. You also heard volunteer ship visitors Julianne and Dave, along with mission manager Christine Smith and volunteer Amy, who were putting those present packs together. And the Mission to Seafarers is welcoming new volunteers. If you're interested, they're on Facebook, MTS Newcastle.